Okay.
I'll put the mic this way. All right. It's been over a week. Ready.
All right. Well, so you know that, you know, I take my, endeavors, fairly seriously. I try to save money when I can, in certain ways.
Yes, right? Yes, because the scout is thrifty.
Yeah, the scout is thrifty, and I don't like to waste my. And if I can, it's like I grow my own jalapeno peppers, you know, and I'll take a deer every once in a while just to fill the freezer. Well, now, yeah, I don't know if you recall. Do you recall?
Some things.
Something, okay.
Yeah.
What about, let's see, I think it was about 7-8 years ago. I think it was longer than that. When they decided they're gonna make ethanol gas, they're going to put ethanol in the gasoline. Mm,
right? You know what I'm talking about? Yeah,
yeah. It's a big deal. Yeah, yeah. So the price of corn went through the roof.
Right. You remember that? Yes, yes.
The price of corn went real high. And so I said to myself, I said, Chubber, what are you going to do? I said, you got to eat your corn. But I didn't want the canned corn. You know, I wanted like the...
On the cob.
On the cob, right.
Right.
Right. So, I think, because, you know, I'm a thinker.
You are a thinker.
I'm a scientist. Science college.
Yes. And, yes, absolutely.
So I order non-GMO.
Mm.
Now, you know what GMO stands for?
Genetically modified.
Yeah, but the O part.
Organism.
Is that what it is? Genetically modified organism, right?
Yeah, I think it's something okay. Like that. I think that's close.
Right. Well, yeah, as a, I was some non that.
Okay.
Right? I got this big old sack of corn. It's a, you got away with them, they're energy.
What I'm in, okay.
All right. So I got this big old sack of corn. And I planted out back here behind the lodge on our 40 acres minus 34. And I plant it. I'm watering it. And I'm weeding around it. I plant it, I water it, I'm weeding around it, you know.
Yep.
And the stalk's nice. There's a big
stalk. Cool. Yeah.
You know, a bunch of them, right? It's coming up real tall. Now, this goes on a little while, a couple months. And it's like getting into fall, right? Now, see, I'm a scientist, but I knew some history stuff, right? And so I know that the pilgrims harvested their corn in the fall, right? And I didn't put fish on them like the pilgrims did with Sacagawea or whoever that was. Right. I'm looking at this corn. I'm looking at it. And I'm trying to find the little corns coming off it, you know?
Like the ears?
Yeah, yeah. Well, but they're not quite ears yet. They're like earlets, you know?
Oh, okay.
I'm just trying to find like the little Japanese, like in mm-hmm. your Chinese food corn. Like, I'm like, that's freaking, they're tall as I am. There's no, I can't find it. I was like, what's going on with this corn? There's nothing going on here. Like, maybe I planted all female corns.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that can happen.
That could happen.
Or I planted all male corn. Yeah. All right, girl. Anyway, so I keep watering them, keep weeding around them, cleaning out. You know, and they just get taller and taller and bigger, and they're like 4 feet wide, you know?
Okay.
And they're like 7 feet tall, and there's no freaking corn on the dang old things, man.
Mm.
I tell you. Now, mind you, I had planted this corn, right? I knew where I had planted it. And It wasn't a different spot. It wasn't the wrong spot. It was that was the spot. That's where I did it. On my 40 acres, my 36, 34. Okay. Anyway, so I planted this corn. And finally, here at the lodge, these guys rolling in, and they're from Nebraska.
Oh, they should know about corn.
Oh, yeah, you know what the Nebraska is.
Yeah. Right?
The corn husk.
Right.
Yeah, the corn state or something like that. And where Field of Dreams is from. Anyway, so they get here. And I get to talking to them. They're at the pool, back when that used to be open. I get to talking to them. They're talking about how dog food's made.
Yeah.
Yep. And I didn't really like that topic of conversation. So I asked them if they knew anything about corn. And they said, well, you betcha we're from Nebraska.
You betcha.
Yeah, we can tell you about corn. I said, well, you ever seen a stalk grow 4 foot wide and 7 feet tall and there's no corn on it? And they said, well, you know, that can happen if you got, like, mites or, you know, a bad seed batch or something like that. And I said, well, let me ask you. Would you come look at my corn?
Consultation.
I'm a little worried because it's getting into the fall here, and it's 4 foot wide, it's 7 feet tall, and there's no corn on it. And they come down, and they look at my corn patch that I've been watering and weeding and taking care of, and they looked at it for a minute, and they turned around, they looked at me, and I said, where's the corn? And I said, well, that's what I'm asking you, boys. Where's the corn? I grew these things, I watered them, I weeded them, I grew them up big and strong. I said, where's the corn? There's no corn on there. And the guy says, well, there's not going to be any corn on there. And I said, well, why wouldn't there be any corn on there? Look how tall it is and wide it is and big it is. I've been watering and weeding and doing the whole thing. I tell you about the watering and weeding.
The watering and the weeding. Yeah.
All right. And I knew where I planted. It was my corn patch. Right. And I said, yeah, there's no corn on there. So that's what I'm asking you about. Why aren't there any corn on there? And he said, one of the guys had a trucker cap on and overalls, you know.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's how he went swimming in overalls.
I bet.
Yeah, that's how overalls. That reminds me. You know how overalls started? You know where overalls come from? Huh?
I do not know where overalls come from.
Overalls come.
Oh, am I going to get enlightened?
Now, see, there's coveralls, right? That's a different thing.
Right.
Yeah, but there's overalls, right?
Yes.
With the buttons and the straps over the shoulders.
Right.
You know about those?
Yes.
Okay.
I have some.
So, a coverall had your sleeves built into it, right?
Right. It's like a jumpsuit.
Yeah, but if you had it, just a denim shirt, right? So these miners there in Pennsylvania. Now, it's Alex P. Holtby. P. Holtby. Different one. All right? Invented it in about 1792. The overall. Because he realized he wanted to get his legs and his chest that dirty. It was his arms that was getting dirty in those Pennsylvania coal mines. So he canceled the coveralls and all Alex P. He made the overall. Well, actually, he made his wife Martha make it. Martha P. Watkins changed her name to Holtby. Yeah, she was a descendant of the Watkins of Northeast Philadelphia.
Those Watkins.
Yeah, they're big in the cracker business. They made a lot of, crackers. They knew a guy that was a hooper. Now, you know what a hooper is, right?
A hooper or a hopper?
No, a hooper.
A hooper.
A hooper.
Is that someone that uses a hula hoop?
No. This guy makes barrels now.
Oh, with the hoops. Okay.
James Davis. Now we got to go way back. So the first hoopers come from North England. Or Northern England. They call it Northumbria. Right?
Northumbria.
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 The North, they call it. right, in England. It used to be Viking territory, right? And so now the Vikings, they would make a lot of beer, see? Right? And they needed a way to store the beer, so, all right, so they the Hooper came along.
Yeah, okay.
You know, Mr. Hooper, and he invented the barrels, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why they call them hops. It's transliteration. You put hops in the beer, it's a hoop, the Hooper. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, get it?
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, so the barrels, they make them. Where were we with this? Corn? All right. So the Hooper, he makes the barrels. I don't know how that goes back to corn. I can't remember. Oh, Alex P.
Yeah, Alex P.
Yeah, Alex P. He was in a...
wife was a Hooper.
Oh, yeah. He's from old Pennsylvania there with the overalls.
Right.
Yeah.
The overalls.
Martha comes from a Hooper. Right. Hooper family.
Right.
Northumbria. That's northern England now.
Right.
Old Viking territory.
Right.
Right. And so...
lots of beer.
She didn't make barrels anymore, so that's just her family. That has nothing to do anyway. So he figures out he's mining in those mines with the coal and everything with his pickaxe and his limelight freaking shiny thing. And he says, you know, I just keep getting my arms dirty. My chest and my legs don't really get that dirty. Well, you know, I have to wash this whole thing. Just give me a different shirt every day. And he puts it over, his shirt. It goes, oh, that's why I said
overalls. It goes not overalls.
Right. Because that wouldn't work very well, would it?
Right. Yeah.
So that's where the overalls go. We had, you know, Alex P. and Martha over there in northeastern Pennsylvania, the coal mine, right?
Okay.
So anyway, this guy was.
So this guy's in his overalls.
This guy's wearing his overalls. They're not overalls. They're just over. Because he didn't have a shirt underneath.
Well, why would he?
Well,
it would be summertime.
Well, yeah, while I was getting there, that's a lot of text messages. Anyway, so it's not overalls, they're just over. They're not overall. He didn't have a shirt on anything, you know.
Got it.
You know what I'm talking about.
I get, yeah.
Just, anyway, he does this thing, good Lord, where he puts his arms right in there, like inside. Uh-huh. It's like holding on to his own tummy.
Right.
You know, it's like his overall's got a built-in armrest. Go on his gut. You know that guy. Red and white Budweiser trucker. I don't know. Maybe it was Bushwhack. I don't know. Anyway, he looks at my corn and he says, what does he say? He says, where's your corn? That's what I said. That was my question to him. Why's he asking my question? I already asked him, where's the corn? And he looks at me and he says, where's your corn? And I said, that's what I'm asking you. There's no corn. This is my patch now, and my 40 acres, my 34. This is my corn patch that I got right there. I weeded and watered it
weeded
the whole
watered.
Time for months.
Months and months. Weeded
4 foot wide, 7 foot tall, these stalks were. And he looks at me and he says, where's your corn? I said, that's what I'm asking you. Where's the corn? And he said, well, you're not going to get any corn off of these. I said, why wouldn't I get corn off of this? And he said, I don't think you planted any corn. And I said, that's a lie. And I went and got the paper bag. So this is a corn I planted. No, I didn't do that. But I was like, I planted. Well, I could have. But I was like, I planted this corn. I know that was corn. Non-GMO. Genetically modified orangutans or whatever it is.
Right.
You know, I put it right there. This is my corn patch. I weeded it. I watered it. This is right here on my 40 acres minus 34. This is my corn patch. This is where I planted neat little rows. I weeded it. I watered it. I weeded it and watered it, you know?
Yes.
Now, mind you, I've been working on this for a couple months.
Couple months. That's a lot.
Maybe
a lot
3 months. Maybe four even.
Wow.
And he said, well, you're not going to get any corn off of these. And I said, I know. Well, that's the problem. That's what I'm trying to figure out. And he said, well, that's the thing. That's not corn. And I said, what do you mean it's not corn? Because that's not corn, but I can tell you what, that's some That's some stick champion Johnson grass you got going there. And I said, are you telling me I'm raising some guy named Johnson's grass over here? So who's this Johnson? And he said, no, it's your grass, you rose it. So that's some big hefty Johnson. That's about the best looking Johnson grass I ever seen. And I said, well, what happened to my corn? He goes, I don't know, I guess a deer ate it or something. And then he said, what? Yeah, I'm looking around, I don't see any corn anywhere around your whole 40 acres minus 34 in your patch that you've been weeding and watering. And weeding and watering these
for
patches
months,
for months. Toil of the field I've been doing, hot and sweaty, and my, you know, proverbial overalls or coveralls. And finally I say to him, hey, so I want to grow some corn over here. And he says, we don't have any corn growing now. And he goes, it's too late in the season. You can't grow corn now. He goes, but I can give you some tips.
For next year.
To grow corn, to plant in the spring and grow corn. He goes, would you like my advice to help you? Yeah, this is the non-overall. Well, he's wearing overalls, but they're not over anything. It's just over, they're over him.
Yeah.
And I say to myself and out loud, I say, overall, I would greatly appreciate your advice on growing corn. Now the corn is so expensive because it's being used to make ethanol for gasoline and cars. And he says to me, I will send you, he said, I will call you when it's time to plant. And I will tell you how to plant, what to plant, and where to plant. And I said, Mr. Non-Overalls, that sounds fantastic. I said, if you call me and tell me where to plant, how to plant, and when to plant, I would be ecstatic.
Oh, Hershey, come here.
Because I would very much
come
like
here.
To grow corn.
That ain't your house. Come over here.
I said, I will help you with that. I will call you.
Awesome.
I will tell you when to weed, when to water, where to plant on your 40 acres minus 34.
Yeah.
I'll tell you when to do it. Okay. I said, that would be fantastic, sir. Honestly, I'm all ears.
Oh!
Mitchell. We're shooting BB guns.
I shot a gun.
She hates guns. And so I was showing her. I was showing them all of them, showing her all of them, and she was like,
mind you now.
Are you walking?
Yeah.
I mean,
think
yes.
About that, see?
I'll be back.
Okay.
I know you're not going to miss me. I bet that story is really good.
I'm recording it so you can listen to it later.
So
mind
said,
you.
So mind you, huh? Here's this man and is over something. Might have been playing, I don't know. So that would be great. You call me and tell me when, where, what time to plant, how to plant, how deep. And weed and water and toil. I said, I will. I said, that's great, because I'm all ears. And then you know what happened? He never called me.
And that's
why we
let
have
down.
No corn crop here at Beaver Lake Lodge.
No corn.
Even though I gave the man an Atari 2600 with 14 gauge.
What?
Well, I didn't mean to. I just left it in his truck.